Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
It is morning in America. Let's say it's a Wednesday. The first Wednesday of the month, to be more specific. Soon, alarms will go off in communities across this great land, as happens on the first Wednesday of every month. It is a test. There is no emergency. Or is there? Could this actually be a siren call to the cattle industry throughout this great land that bovine viral diarrhea virus, commonly known as BVDV, indeed represents an emergency? And now one strain, type 1B, grows into an even greater threat. Day by day, week by week, first Wednesday of the month by first Wednesday of the month, type 1B threatens every animal's performance. Ask your veterinarian about incorporating Pyramid plus Pre-Sponse SQ and Express FP into your protocols. They are the only vaccines specifically labeled for today's most prevalent BVDV strain and provide relentless protection. Pyramid plus Pre-Sponse SQ and Express FP available every day, not just Wednesdays.
Well, 2022 is set to be a big year for the Ferguson College of Agriculture at Oklahoma State University. It seems the college is growing in every direction, from a new study they are building to record class freshman class loads and even more. Ron Hayes, senior reporter for the Oklahoma Farm Report, spoke with Thomas Kuhn, vice president and dean of the Division of Agricultural Sciences and Natural Resources at OSU, about what the Ferguson College of Agriculture is looking forward to.
President Shrum has come on board, and as she is articulating her vision and going through the strategy building process that she has underway currently, she's been really clear about a couple of things. One is, we are a land-grant university. That is our unique role in this state, and we are going to embrace that. And so to her, what that means is not just making sure we still have cooperative extension, but actually using the extension network as a platform for the whole university, whether it's getting STEM education out to communities across the state or collaborating with the Center for Health Sciences and helping to deliver health education and perhaps even health services through that platform. So that's one thing. The other thing is, in talking about her priorities, agriculture always comes up as one of the priorities that she articulates as being of fundamental importance to why OSU exists.
Additionally, agriculture always comes up as one of President Shrum's priorities, Kuhn said. With that, a commitment was made to expand the number of full-time faculty positions within the College of Ag.
And so the university, with President Shrum's leadership, the university has come on board to support three new positions in the department, and then we are providing three more new positions in the department from our college and agency funds, Extension and Experiment Station.
Ferguson College of Agriculture has also outgrown its nest and is less than $1 million away from securing the total funding needed to complete the New Frontiers Agriculture Hall.
That's right. Our goal was to raise $50 million in private funds for a $100 million project, and we are less than $1 million away from reaching our goal. And we're still in conversation with prospective donors. I am fully confident that we're going to surpass that goal. And even when we declare the campaign victory and that we're closing down the campaign, we know there will continue to be people who want to support this project. It's telling, I think, that in a little over 2 years, we have raised nearly $50 million now for this project. Mm-hmm. There's never been a campaign at OSU for an academic facility of that magnitude.
Kuhn's is confident that the college will surpass its fundraising goals soon. You've got farm news on Ron. If there's anything the past 2 years have taught us, it's that people don't always get along, and they certainly don't always agree on everything. Now, while we can't help you with your Facebook debates, we can help with resolving many types of agriculture and environmental related issues at no cost. Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation has been helping Oklahomans resolve conflicts since 1987, and we're here to help you. And the best thing is, we can do it without having to go to court. So if you have a conflict that might need some mediation, get more information at ok.gov/mediation. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.